definitely.
Well, I've known Juan Antonio for over a decade.
Yeah.
We met in 1992 or 93 with Kronos. And we remained friends all those years. And I love his short films. I particularly loved El Hombre Esponja, The Sponge Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I also loved his video clips and his commercials. He always kept me updated with his reel. And I told him, whenever you need any help doing your first feature, I would love to help. So when I was prepping Pan's Labyrinth, he came in to the hotel and he gave me the scribbly and said, I really need your help because we were finding it really hard to find the scope and the financing and the access to the actors and this and that. And he presented me with the screenplay, which was pretty much what you saw on the screen. And, you know, I met with him again. I discussed a few ideas. Out of 10, 6 were rejected, 4 were accepted. And what I loved about seeing the way he and Sergio handled that meeting is that they had a really good camaraderie. You know, they really got along. They were following the same idea for a movie. They were they had a common vision, and I liked that. And I proceeded to play sort of a bodyguard to help them get their first movie made. Everybody, or most everybody, in the key positions in the film were first timers, first time editor, first time director of photography, first time director, first time screenplay writer, first time special effects supervisor, you know, to the degree that the digital effects supervisor, which did a lot of shots that are, to my eye, really well done and invisible in the film, he was just a kid that was friends with Juan Antonio, and he said, I wish I was an effects guy. I had my own company. And we said, how many computers you need? What's the hardware you need? And we bought him all the hardware. And that was his start as a VFX guy.
Yeah.